Organizations should be viewed as complex and adaptive organisms rather than mechanistic and linear systems. Naomi Stanford, Guide to Organization Design. Technology workers are in a constant state of action, creating and updating systems at an unbelievable rate, and combining different types of technology to create a compelling user experience. Mobile applications, cloud-based services, web applications, and embedded, wearable, or industrial IoT devices all need to interoperate effectively to achieve the desired business outcomes. Today, these systems affect nearly every aspect of people's day-to-day lives in ways that are increasingly profound. If software is poorly designed, or more importantly, if there is a mismatch in the interaction of the software, the provider, and the customer, people will be adversely affected. They can be stranded long distances from home if a taxi-hailing application fails. They may be unable to pay rent if the software or processes for internet banking fail. They may even see their life in danger if a medical device fails. Never before has explicit socio-technical design been so important. Building and running these highly complex, interconnected software systems is a team activity, requiring the combined efforts of people with different skills across different platforms. In addition, modern IT organizations must deliver and operate software systems rapidly and safely, while simultaneously growing and adapting to changes and pressures in the business or regulatory environment. Businesses can no longer choose between optimizing for stability and optimizing for speed. But despite these risks and demands, many organizations are still organizing their people and teams in ways that are counterproductive to modern software development and operations. Organizations that rely too heavily on org charts and matrices to split and control work often fail to create the necessary conditions to embrace innovation while still delivering at a fast pace. In order to succeed at that, organizations need stable teams and effective team patterns and interactions. They need to invest in empowered, skilled teams as the foundation for agility and adaptability. To stay alive in ever more competitive markets, organizations need teams and people who are able to sense when context changes and evolve accordingly. The good news is that it is possible to be fast and safe, with the right mindset and with tools that emphasize adaptability as well as repeatability, while putting teams and people at the center. As Mark Schwartz and co-authors put it in their 2016 paper, Thinking Environments, the organizational structure must coordinate accountabilities to support the goals of delivering high-quality, impactful software. As members of the technology teams managing these interfaces, we must shift our thinking from treating teams as collections of interchangeable individuals that will succeed as long as they follow the right process and use the right tools, to treating people and technology as a single human-slash-computer, carbon-slash-silicon socio-technical ecosystem. At the same time, we need to ensure that teams are intrinsically motivated and are given a real chance of doing their best work within such a system. This chapter will introduce team topologies as an adaptive model for technology organization design, allowing businesses to achieve speed and stability. But first, let's look at how real communication structures in most organizations are often quite distinct from what the org chart tells us, and what the implications of that are.